Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 12th, Thursday. Today's topic, come quickly to receive the promise on Jesus from God through Isaiah. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 103, verses 20 to 22, Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 to 21. Proverbs 23, verses 6 to 8. Today's main passage, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is come quickly to receive the promise on Jesus from God through Isaiah. Now, please try to check the 7 points below like a mechanic checking cars for maintenance. These 7 points is according to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, of how Isaiah prophesied what would happen to the Messiah when he came. It is because we have Jesus as Lord and King, these 7 points should also happen to us, and those anointing should be more and more, and the way we show others of this new character should also be more and more obvious. Let's check together. Number one, more fruitful. Number two, indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Number three, more wisdom and understanding. Number four, more ability to counsel other people and more power. Number five, more knowledge and fear of God. Number six, delight in fearing God. Number seven, not taking the position of God as judge and not listening to gossips. Actually, this is the verses Bishop TJ gave to me 10 years ago. During my installation. As Bishop of AM Canada. He told me that this is his blessing to me and that this is what God will grant to whoever is willing to have Jesus as Lord and King. When I look back of the past 10 years as a bishop, I become into an awareness that these seven new characters really keep happening in my life more and more. May your daily renewal leads you to have these seven characters character change more and more. Your anointing will be more and more and more obvious to other people. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to receive the promise of your coming, and that because of our daily renewal of becoming more like you, these seven characters will be more and more obvious in us and to other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to receive this promise from God? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.